All right, season 2, episode 17, Dirty Socks. It opens up with a bedroom. A gentleman named Markowitz, a business owner, is shot with a young woman, and there's some construction going on outside.
I'm trying to remember the opening to this one.
Basically, they walk in, and it's weird because they do that thing where it's like kind of a grisly murder scene, but it's as bad as they can get for primetime regular television, where there's like a bullet hole in each of them, and they're both naked, but they're covered up just right. But the thing that makes that scene really interesting is that there's so much street construction going on that they can't talk to each other, and they're just getting more and more upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, I think Sipowicz says, "How can anyone hump with this kind of racket?"
That's right.
And the only information that they got is the woman is recently divorced, had an extra lock put on her door because her ex-husband's been acting crazy.
This is the Looney Tunes, man. This was during the time where it was okay for men to be like this.
It was okay for men to threaten their wives or girlfriends after they broke up with them?
Yeah, like, because I feel like they, like their response was, just get an extra lock. Like, we're not going to take this seriously. Like, you're overreacting. Like,
oh,
chill.
that's what you get
an extra lock type thing.
From the description that they have, they believe he jumped out of the fire escape, out the window, went down and ran down the alley and threw a gun that was in a paper bag into the trash can in an alley and ran away. So Simone goes down to the alley and Medavoy is having an allergic fit in this greenhouse and talking to a very attractive lady in red, who was a little standoffish and quiet until Simone enters her greenhouse.
Yeah, and then her house was damp, if you know what I mean. Her greenhouse was damp, if you know what I mean.
Her greenhouse
was hot and musty.
You would say that some of her plants were ready for fertilization?
Yes.
What I wrote down here, it's a great comparison for Greg Medavoy to be talking to you, and then suddenly Simone comes in to ask the rest of the questions, if you're a single young woman. Because Greg's sitting up there sneezing the joint, and then Simone walks in all, you know.
Just Simone. Just being rocking Simone. A pantsuit.
And also, what I wrote is this, they get her name Joyce Novak, and I wrote, she's playing coy as fuck.
He is or she is?
She is.
Yeah.
All day. Oh, yeah. Maybe you should check my back doors, because I think it might be a danger for intruders.
And yeah, aka check my back door.
And I wrote, like, Simone's clearly not into it. He's like, hey, it's a murder. I'm asking questions relevant to a murder. Please calm yourself. They go back to the house to talk about the case, and Simone goes, I got a woman who says she didn't see anything, but, you know, she's a little bit hinky, so I'll go back and talk to her on re-canvas. Mm-hmm. And this is what is just a foreshadowing thing. It doesn't really have anything to do with the rest of the episode, but Martinez mentions that he's going to go for the boxing tournament, the NYPD. And Fancy mentions that he used to do Golden Gloves.
Yeah, and so you, like, talk about sparring or training, right?
Mm-hmm. And that was just kind of like eventually they're going to be talking about doing this later. And also, one thing I wrote that was a Sipowicz line, when they're going over the case with Fancy, he says, male-female DOA mid-hump. And after that, because Abbandando's now on vacation, so you know who we introduce?
John
Irving. The
best PA.
The gay PA that's there all day. I did not plan for that to rhyme. But yeah, it's the introduction.
Like a tray.
It's the introduction of John Irving, one of my favorite characters on NYPD Blue, because while he is a gay man, I don't feel it's a super offensive gay stereotype.
Are you kidding?
I don't find him that bad.
It's not like the... It's not the fucking Robin Williams in Birdcage gay, or whatever that movie is, where he's, like, screaming and yelling and he's acting like Richard Simmons. It's not that, but it's, like, that stereotypical where they're, like, they're quiet, they're neat, they're, you know, like, I think he's playing him pretty stereotypically. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I always liked his character.
I just liked because I just liked what I liked about his character. And this is different than yours. Is that I thought he was like, okay, they're gonna make him this like what people think of like men like this, like they're gay, but he was super confident in who he was.
Yeah, and
like,
also
he was like, yeah. He's like, I'm gay. Yeah, get over it. Like,
you know? He comes in and he worked with Simone previously at a different station, and so there's like familiarity there, and he comes in and immediately says something like, oh well, me and the gay officers league did this thing.
Yeah,
so it's like there's no question, yeah, this dude is a gay man, like,
yeah,
just he doesn't deal with it.
Yeah, he's proud and he's like doesn't hide behind it.
Sipowicz gets a call about a different DOA at his childhood work. He used to work at a candy store when he was young. And as it turns out...
The candy store?
Yeah, it's a candy store.
That's right.
Well, it's like a candy store. Like, they called it the candy store, but I guess they also had ice cream, and they also had, like, general... Like, they had lottery tickets and maybe some other, like, bodega shit. But they called it the candy store. And it was run by a family, and it... According to the call, the mom of the family, Sonia, was killed in a stick.
Yeah, she was the one behind the desk or the counter.
So he asks for the time off to go take care of that case, and they say okay, which is another NYPD blue. Like, how would that be?
Yeah, it's a weird thing that you can just leave
right after they get a double murder. He's like, can I please leave to take care of this other murder in a different precinct? The lady comes back. Miss Novak comes back after he leaves and gives, like, a crazy specific...
Description?
Yeah, like a crazy specific. Almost exactly what they need. And what I love about that scene is in the background you can see Medavoy watching her, and he's kind of given the, like, why couldn't you tell me this fucking shit?
Yeah.
Like, why did you have to talk to Simone, then come back and only speak to Simone?
Immediately run to Simone. Like, she was galloping to Simone.
And she also wore, like, a full man-catching outfit, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Like...
Yeah, it was funny. That was my phone, I'm sorry.
What the fuck is that?
I'm on IMDb and I accidentally hit a video, and so that was my fault.
Andy gets...
No need to get upset, I apologized immediately.
Andy...
fucking immediately.
Andy goes to the candy shop and looks over the crime scene, talks to the family. It's super sad because the owner of the shop, he owns it with his wife, Sonia, was shot. Mo said, what did I always tell you guys? If someone comes in, give him the register, let him put it on his back. But she didn't, and she went after him with a baseball bat. Simone finds out that Detective Nick Savino's on it, who I believe we've seen him before.
Yeah, Savino helped. Savino was the one who caught his son, and then he worked with Andy to make sure his son didn't get in trouble, because it was a mistake. And so...
He also, I mean, slight famous face if you're a fan of Goonies.
Yeah, he is. I brought that up last time.
He is in the Goonies. Other than that, if you're a fan of burlesque...
No.
Yeah, so we won't talk about it. Anyway, so they're going over the specifics of the case, and they say they got some prints on the counter. We leave that for a second to go back to the house where Simone's talking to this woman. While Simone is going over the information with Fancy, she's pumping John for some information, where she finds out that he was married, but his wife died.
Yeah.
And then... To try and get closer to Simone, after Costas comes in, she says, I haven't mentioned this before, but I think he saw me.
Yeah.
Like, after...
I forgot about that part.
After
she kind of she makes up like she's scared.
And what the best part is, Costas and Simone leave the room for a second. Like even Costas is like, so she thinks she needs some police protection, and kind of gives him a look like she wants to fuck your brains out. So
yeah,
keep your eye on that before before this case gets resolved, because that could be a problem.
And keep your dick in your pants.
And Simone comes back into the room and she goes, so what's going on? You made arrangements for getting me protection? He's like, we didn't say that.
Yeah.
Like, it was... And of course, Simone goes, yeah, we'll get you set up in a hotel. And she's like, I don't think that's sufficient. He's like, all right, we'll get a female cop to go with you.
Yeah. He's being very... being very straightforward, which is good. He have to. Mm-hmm. In a situation like that.
We come back to Sipowicz at the other police station, and they get hits on the prince, and one of them is an old friend of theirs named Jimmy Socks. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Matlow. And they ask the dad and one of the sons, have you heard from Jimmy Matlow lately? And neither of them had. So the second son comes in named Ernie, and he's like, Socks? And then once they say we got his fingerprints, he's like, oh yeah, Socks came in the other day. He came into the store when I was working. Sipowicz goes to Nick Savino, mm-hmm. and says, I don't want Ernie talking to Socks, so go pick him up really quick. I don't want them to get their heads together before they hear about what's going on.
Yeah. Because you said it perfect. I've got nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, the real meat of the scenes is this old man and his sons are like heartbroken over their mom and wife.
Yeah.
And then this other son runs in and he's like, he's broken up too, but he's like late and he's trying to hide the fact that he knew Jimmy Matlow was there. So,
and he didn't seem that worried. He seemed more worried about himself than like his mom not being there.
Mm-hmm. Simone goes over the news story with Fancy, and she changed her story. He's like, yeah, I think she's just worried about protection, so I'm gonna get someone to stay with her. Then we cut to the desk, and John Irving talks to Medavoy, and Medavoy's like, hey, don't get settled in. You know, you don't want to be changing anything at the desk.
Yeah, he tries to be a tough guy. He's a fucking weirdo.
And like, what's hilarious to me about that is John eventually becomes, like, the PAA.
Yeah.
He eventually becomes the guy that stays there forever. And
for a long time.
And Medavoy is playing it such like, well, Abadano's definitely going to be back. And when she's back, then we're totally going to be cool. So don't get too settled in, Brojas. And that, like, it's just a dick. It's a dick move.
Yeah, I mean, Medavoy does that every now and then when it's the people who are littler and smaller than him. He tries to act tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it's a... Yeah, he's an idiot. I don't like him.
Simone and Medavoy go to pick up Arnold Glover, who is the husband of the DOA, or ex-husband of the DOA. And he gives his alibi. I was in Atlantic City. And they said, do you want to do this right? Do you want to go like a gentleman or a skill? And then the guy said, well, you can call my lawyer. And then he starts saying her name. And Simone goes, oh, we know Doris.
Yeah.
that was awesome. Sipowicz talks to Socks. Socks is a dummy. That's the best way to describe it. It's a really good scene because it plays out really well. Like, the characters are really good and they're acting really good. But what's heartbreaking is Socks is so dumb he doesn't know what to say and fucks it up for himself so much more.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of education.
Because he says, oh, have I been by the candy store? You know, not recently. And he's like, we found your prints on the candy store. And he's like, well, your prints are probably on there. And she's like, she would wipe it down every day, Socks.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then he starts to break down. And it's a really good scene because then Sipowicz goes hard on him, like the way Sipowicz does when, you know, he's going to hit somebody. And
but the other thing that stands out in that scene is Sipowicz calls him Socks. And he's like, you're the only one that still calls me that. And he kind of looks annoyed by it.
And at one point, he says, look into my eyes. Oh, no, that's towards the end of it. He says, I swear on my mother's eyes. And then Sipowicz, like, drags him to the corner. and says, "You remember my new baseball glove when it ended up in your locker? You swore on your mother's eyes then." And then he said, "Look into my eyes. You're going to tell me. Let's get it over with."
Wow.
And it was super rad. So they have the guy in for a lineup for this woman, Miss Novak. And Lesniak brings her back to the station house. And Simone's like, "How is she?" And she's like, "She's kind of a strange broad." And she talks to Simone a little bit more, and she changes her story again.
Yeah, and she adds something, doesn't she?
She says, "Would it be better to say that he had a bag or that he had a gun in his hand?" And he's like, "Well, what did you see?" And she's like, "What do you need me to see?" And then he closes the door and says, like, "You just need to say what you saw and not make this any better or worse." She makes it clear that, like, she's just going to be a bitch if it doesn't work out her way.
Mm-hmm.
And Simone's like, "How about this? You know what? How about we go to lunch?" He puts off this whole, like, lineup and holds up Sylvia and Medavoy and goes, "How about we go to lunch?" And he plays it cool. And then he goes to Fancy and lets him know what's going on. There's a moment with Fancy where he's like, "So she wants my dick, Fancy. But yeah. I know that this will fuck up the case. Just let me work it out and we'll be fine." And that moment, I think Fancy should have intervened. Because I don't think, like, nailing the case would be worth a possible lawsuit / scandal of that magnitude.
Yeah, Fancy should have stepped in. I agree with that.
Because the way it happens is, like, he goes in, he's like, "She changed her story
again." It's going too far at this point.
And when he goes, like, "She changed it again," he's like, "Yeah, she tried to make it easier for me." From that point on, Fancy should have been like, "We're getting a different guy on this. And if she changes her story, she changes her story. We'll have to turn the screws on him and get, like, Simone, or get Sipowicz in there, and he'll, like, get it out of him." But once he goes, "No, Fancy, I'll make it work," it would have been like, "No, dude, like, that's too dangerous for you to say you'll make it work."
Yeah. She was a weirdo, man.
Like, this episode kind of cuts really fast between the two storylines, because right after that, Sipowicz goes to talk to Ernie, the other brother, and tells him, like, "Sox gave everything up. You're going to tell me what happened." And then immediately leaves the room and takes a minute. He's super upset because this guy knows about the murder of his mom, but he just kept quiet on it this whole time. And then he straight up just tells him, "We know what happened. Just stop bullshitting me. I'll be right back." And then he has to take a second so he doesn't, like, lose his mind.
Yeah.
And then after that, it cuts to Simone eating hot dogs. And he says, "I would have sprung for a sit-down place." And she goes, "I like hot dogs." And I'd be like, "Yeah, you sure do."
Dirty hoe.
Dirty hoe.
She is crazy, though. She's one of the crazier women that have ever, like, been on the show, you know?
Oh, yeah, I wrote right after the scene where she's like, "I'll change my story to whatever makes your case." I just wrote, this bitch is crazy. Yeah. Like, she does not realize what this will do to the entire thing. She doesn't understand.
To everything. What it'll do to everything.
A couple of notes I wrote while they were eating. Simone gets a pink lemonade Snapple. And that's rad, because those are delicious. And then I wrote, she wore a yellow coat like Dee does when she looks like Big Bird on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, she did.
And I was like, oh, I kind of wanted Simone to be like, "Shut up, Bird." When they have the lunch, he tricks her into thinking, "Hey, I have feelings for you, but we can't do anything until the case clears." Which,
yeah,
that's also a bad idea, because after the case clears, she could still come out with that and then ruin everything. That one conversation they have could undo the entire case that they have. That's how the TV shows work. What am I gonna say? Andy goes back in with Ernie. He says, "Andy, what am I gonna do?" And he's just like, "Write it. Just don't talk to me about it. Just write it." And he's like, "Oh, I got into some Shylocks, and she wasn't supposed to be there, and Sox wasn't gonna do anything, and he brought a loaded weapon on himself, and I told him not to do anything." And the thing that I think pisses off Sipowicz the most is he's like, "Before I process you, I can get you out of here to talk to your dad."
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, I can't face him. Can you tell him for me, Andy? And I was like, and you could see it in his face that Andy is like, wow, what a piece of human garbage.
Yeah, he can't even do it. He can't even own up to his mistake.
Andy has a chance to talk to Mo and the other son, and he lies. He said, oh, he wanted to come and tell you, but of course he was arrested, so we couldn't do that. And Mo, the father, was like, oh, well, you know, he was in debt, and the other son freaks out. And it's like a really emotional moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Like, the older son is finally just like over it. Like, he finally is done with it. Like, it, like, if the dad can't see it, like, if the dad can't see what he's done to get their mom killed, like, it's just crazy.
And it kind of ends, like, with that whole scene ends with Sipowicz closing the candy store. I assume, like, he had done when he was a kid those many times, and, you know, it's sad. Then Simone takes Joyce home. After she cleverly puts the finger on the guy who did it, she then's like, well, someone has to drive me home. I think Simone should. And everybody looks around kind of like, we fucking get it. Like, nobody in this station house doesn't know what's happening now. Like, it's so plainly obvious that she just wants all up on that Simone. And she gets him to the greenhouse and straight up, like, tries to grab on his junk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so insane.
She's dick ready, man.
And it's insane because she's like, you know what I can do? I can keep a secret. And he immediately, like, puts her hand off of him, starts walking away. And she's like, whoa, what's the deal? Like, you have feelings. And he just sticks to his guns. But what he should be is like, bitch, I don't have any feelings for you. You need to do the right thing and put this guy away and not want my dick so badly.
But that begs the question, did she really even see anything to begin with?
But she had, a perfect description, even without knowing anything about the case. Like, she didn't come in and give a perfect description of the guy that they're looking for, and she found out something about him. She didn't know him at all. You know what I mean? It'd be different if she gave him a description and it wasn't even close to the ex-husband. She gave a description of the ex-husband.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with that, but
she may not have seen.
She's acting really weird.
She may not have seen, like, the bag, or she may have, like, accentuated certain details so that it was clearly that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think she didn't see him. I just think she's like, I have this information, I want this dude, and I'm gonna use it to get this dude, even though that makes me a terrible, horrible person. Sipowicz and Simone have a heart-to-heart in the John.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's where all the heart-to-hearts happen, it seems like.
I didn't mention that Simone receives a flower from her, and he left it in the bathroom at the end of this scene, which I found hilarious. But they have a heart-to-heart in the John, and I wrote this line down from Sipowicz. That homo out there said you collared up.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa! Would not fly now. But hilarious, kind of.
But he does shit like that all the time, though.
And then after they get done in the locker room, like, sharing about what happened and how, like, terrible a day it was for both of them.
Uh-huh.
It ends with some Sipowicz going back to his desk, and then John gets a call, and it's clearly the woman asking for Simone's personal information. Because it goes, hello, 15th Detective Squad, and he's like, oh, he actually went home for the day. And then John's like, no, I can't give that information out. And then he hangs up the phone and looks at Sipowicz and goes, personal call, and gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this bitch is crazy.
She's crazy, man. She as soon as she saw him, she was like, I'm gonna fuck that. By any means necessary. Like, that's my husband. That's who I need to be with.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah. What sucks is she's, like, really, really attractive, but she's just so crazy. Like, I think red flag number one with someone like that, you just go, okay, we gotta stop this. We gotta get a different detective on this. But they just, I mean, because it's a TV show, obviously, they just make it part of the drama, but it's just, I don't know, it annoys me as a logical person, I guess. Is there anything else about this episode you want to talk about?
No, I just really like the acting in this episode. I just remember, like, the thing sticking out was the Sipowicz with, like, that Sox guy and Sipowicz with the family. He does a really... the really good scenes.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's hard to talk about the specifics because they just kind of just embody the characters. So, I don't know. There's really nothing to point out. Like, the Mo is so good as that, like, old, feeble, like, grandfatherly figure to Sipowicz. And Sipowicz is just so tortured by the fact that, like, oh, I know all these people and they're all family friends. And it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one.
Every episode of NYPD Blue Balls is on AsherBrothersPodcast.com. You can also access that through MixBagOfHats.com, which has a bunch of different things on it if you wish to go there. If you want to talk about the show, either relating to a specific episode or just the show in general, you can talk to us on Twitter at AsherBrosPod, where we talk about mostly NYPD Blue Balls because the regular show is kind of slowed down. Kyle, is there anything else you'd like to say about anything before we close it out?
No.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.